Well, of course, in these lakes, you get most any kind. Catfish is the main one of the Cumberland River. These lakes, you get, call them crappie and bream and perch and trout and rock. And that's the main one.
That rock fish is new, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I haven't heard much about that for some, but see the picture in the paper nearly every day now of people catching those rock fish.
Yeah, they get really big, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, what do pearls grow in?
In mussels, shells, mussels is the main area.
Yeah, but another name for that.
Oyster shell.
Okay. And this is something that you might hear making a noise around a lake at night.
Bullfrog?
Okay.
You hear one?
Yeah.
I have too.
What about those smaller type frogs?
Toad frogs on the ground.
What about the ones that get up in trees and have a real high voice?
Tree frog.
Okay. Are those real small, like about an inch or so?
Tadpoles?
Yeah. Are tree frogs small?
Tree frogs,
yeah, they are. I don't know if I've ever seen one, but I've heard them croak.
Okay. And what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Red worms.
Okay. Any other kind?
That's about the only thing.
But they don't dig those up.
Of course, you catch crawfish and things like that. That's a good place to get them.
Then what?
Crawfish. Of course, you get them out of the water.
They fish with those?
Fish with them? Sure, yeah. Crawfish, that's a good bait.
How do you bait them?
I could hook him on a hook.
I mean, he's got that
then
shell.
Then the fish, of course, will try to get that. Yeah, the crawfish are very popular. People raise them for that purpose.
Huh. Never heard of that.
And the red worms. They raise these red worms for fishing. You can go buy them at a place where they grow them, you know, and buy them by the dozen, whatever it is. We used to call them, when we were young, we called them bait. We knew what we was talking about. It's an old red worm. Well, we better get going.
Okay. And this is a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle.
Okay.
And terrapin.
Okay. Are they two different things?
Yeah, the terrapin is a dry land. He is out on the dry land and the turtle's in the water.
Okay. Do you ever call a terrapin anything else?
I think I've heard him call terrapin.
Okay.
Dry land terrapin.
Okay. And this is something that comes from the ocean. It's a little sea animal. It's not a fish exactly. It's got a transparent shell to it. And
oyster?
No, it's sort of shaped like this. And it's got a little shell to it and sort of fan-tailed. And they'll go out around the Gulf and drag nets.
It's not shrimp, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It is. I didn't know what to look like.
Okay, if you wanted to buy some, you'd go in and ask for a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. And this is an insect that flies around the light and will try to fly into the light.
We used to call them candle fly.
Okay. And this is an insect that'll get in your clothes and
moth.
In your wool. Huh?
Moth.
Okay. Okay, so if you had several of these, you'd say that you wanted to get rid of those